tuning in to Young Stars. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Between a million and a billion years after the Big Bang, the universe literally found itself in the Dark Ages. During this period, radiation from the Big Bang had cooled to where it was no longer visible, and stars weren't yet fully formed and shining. Paul Shapiro is a theoretical cosmologist at the University of Texas at Austin. He says telescopes that track low-frequency radio waves can provide clues to how these invisible young stars first took shape.
Our origins are always of interest, and while we have understood a great deal about those origins, we have yet to see the beginnings of the process.
He says four new telescopes now in the works should help shed some light on these cosmic dark ages. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.